Welcome to the Focus Today podcast with Perry Atkinson.
Okay, welcome to Focus Today. I'm your host, Perry Atkinson, and I've been looking forward to our guest today. We're Skyping him in from Israel. Nir Solomon is with us, executive director. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Is it Efrat? Is that right?
Efrat, correct.
Thank you. Pro-life organization there in Israel. And you can go to CRIBEFRAT.org. That's the website. There we go. There's a picture of the landing page there, and you can check that out as well. Nir, good to see you. Thanks for your time. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for your time. Share us, first of all, tell us about your organization and what you're doing there.
So Efrat's been in existence for over 47 years, actually, and really supporting woman after woman in, unfortunately, a situation she has where she's contemplating having an abortion, usually because of financial and emotional pressures. I'm telling you, nothing new. It happens, unfortunately, all around the world, Israel included. So we've helped over the past 47 years, over 86,500 women have their children in life. All women that end up raising their own children with dignity and respect and with tremendous amount of love. We just had to be there for them in the critical moment of choice to make sure that they know that they're not alone and support that by financial support where it's needed. So whether it's a crib, a carriage, a baby bath, clothing, or we provide for them 2 more years of material assistance in the form of diapers and baby formula, just so that they can relax and listen to their inner self. And every woman in her inner self chooses life. And we're able to partner with them to bring all of these beautiful, beautiful souls into Israel today.
Gosh, that's beautiful. God bless you guys. That is absolutely amazing. Now, I'm looking at a figure here. This is a very impressive. Since your existence, you've saved over 85,200 babies from abortion?
86,548. Oh. It changes every day. Every day it changes. We service over 3,500 women every year currently. So we have a large warehouse in the center of Jerusalem, but we service women all the way in the northernmost city, in Metula. Unfortunately, now a lot of those families have been displaced because of the war, and all the way down south to Eilat, again, in the southern border by Gaza, as you know. Eilat's not by Gaza, but communities around Gaza as well that have been displaced. But we service women, whether they're at their normal home or whether they're displaced around the country.
How do women find out about you?
Well, first of all, you're helping us, you know, getting that message across, knowing that we are here in Israel. But they usually find out about us today because we've saved so many children's lives. So they hear about us really from word to mouth. You know, if I could share with you a story now during the war, if we have a moment. Mm-hmm. So one of the stories we've had in the war is at the beginning of the war, we realized that if we saved over 86,500 children, a lot of them are today taking some part in the war, whether it's on the front lines or helping back home. So we went ahead and we provided them soft shell jackets, just warm jackets for all those soldiers that were on the battlefield. And we started discovering our children. And we got phone calls from parents who saw this campaign that we were running, and they said, you have to give it to our son. I said, well, why do I have to? We want to, but why do we have to? So they said, what are you talking about? 20 years ago, you fought for their lives. Now they're fighting for yours. So really, it's from word to mouth. Everybody today, we're a household name today in Israel. Most people know who Efrat is. And unfortunately, if there's a situation, they know to tell a woman, pick up the phone, call Efrat. They'll be there for you.
Nir, this is stunning. That testimony is stunning. If you look at this, like you said, the high probability of somebody serving in the Israel Defense Forces right now was saved from an abortion.
Well, we're assuming about 10,000. So can you imagine, you know, now they're out there. My own son is serving in the Golani Brigade. You might have heard of that brigade. Unfortunately, a lot of his friends, in that brigade died since the beginning of the war. But their spirits, thank God, are very, very high, and they know they're fighting a very just battle, not only for Israel, but for the entire world. But I can tell you, we've met countless, countless children that are today fighting for our lives that we fought for their lives years ago. It's countless children. I'll tell you more than that. We ran around the country when a lot of families were displaced, and we just wanted to give the children of the displaced families a hug. So we ran around giving them toys in the different hotels that they were displaced. And some of the women would walk up to our caravan and say, wait a second, you're the Efrat that's connected to abortions, right? We said, yeah. So they said, you know, we have right now in our hotel women that are considering terminating their pregnancies because their husband is on the war front. And they are so nervous, how are they going to be able to provide for their newborn child, God willing, soon to be born? They're considering now going and terminating their pregnancy. Can you send your volunteers here to the hotel? And as on the one hand, we're handing out toys to displaced children, on the other hand, I'm on the phone with our headquarters in Jerusalem to make sure that by the time we leave that hotel, a volunteer is on her way. So that we make sure that there's not one precious soul that is sent to this earth by God Almighty himself that will be lost, God forbid, to an unnecessary abortion. And most of them are really, you know, if we touch these women's hearts, they know that they shouldn't be aborting their children. They don't want to be aborting their children. We just need to be there for them. We need to cherish life. God cherishes life. We need to cherish life. So we're being very successful, and we're praying for continued success, and we're very, very much honored and appreciate to be on your show. Anybody who is interested in supporting, learning about us, should visit our website, efrat.org, or cribefrat.org. Crib stands for the Committee for the Rescue of Israel's Babies. And Efrat, incidentally, stands for Miriam, Moses' sister, who was a midwife, but not only a midwife, she was the woman behind the hope and vision the Jewish people had in Egypt, where the men lost all hope when Pharaoh decreed that the males that will be born will be thrown and killed, thrown to the Nile after they're killed. The women had a vision. Man might decree death, but God chooses life. So they disobeyed Pharaoh's orders and risked their own lives in doing so in order to provide for the Jewish people at the time in Egypt. We're trying to do the same here in Israel, and we've actually opened up an office in the United States as well. We're the first crisis pregnancy center that's run by a Jewish crisis pregnancy center. Most all of them in the United States are run by very devout and loving Christians. And today we've joined the ranks of those crisis pregnancy centers who love and care for these precious women, and many times their husbands or boyfriends, to be able to cherish life and have a child.
Nira, my brain's on tilt with your testimony. This is absolutely beautiful. Just beautiful. How can we help you?
So you could help, first of all, by praying. You know, I pray for all people in America. God willing, I know America is going through a lot of turmoil, and we pray that really America will become strong again. It's a beautiful and wonderful country. Should cherish God and should cherish life. And then visit our website, efrat.org, E-F-R-A-T.org. Visit our website, connect, sign up. And if you can contribute, contribute. I'll just tell you one thing. Every person who contributes $1,500, or it's $125 a month, actually partners in saving a life. Our entire financial package, whether it's a crib, a carriage, a baby bath, 24 months of support, in total only costs $1,500. And you have the ability to partner with God Almighty himself to have another Jewish life come into this world in the land of Israel. I think that's a tremendous opportunity. Every person who contributes that amount of money also gets a certificate with a baby's name and date of birth that he partnered with to be able to bring to this earth. So I encourage everybody who's listening and watching right now, go on our website, However you can contribute, contribute, pray, and become a part of this great, great mission in Israel and wherever you are locally with organizations in your neighborhood.
Stunning. Beautiful. Let me ask you this question, Nir.
Yes.
When you approach a woman who's contemplating abortion, whatever the circumstances are, maybe even recently in a hotel because of the war and displacement because of the war, how do you engage in this conversation that would include God's love?
So I'll tell you, I think, you know, when we say the psalm, you know, even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I know he's with me. A lot of people just don't know he's with them. And if they don't see a man, a human being, not necessarily a man, a woman, a man, it doesn't make a difference, by their side, it's hard for them to imagine that God is by their side. So the way in which we approach them, and this is really what works the strongest, we first of all want them to know they are not alone. No judgment. I said recently to somebody, let's use all of our energies, and all of us have limited time on this earth and limited energies. Let's use it all for encouragement and zero, zero, zero for condemning anybody. That's not our part in the world. So the way in which we engage them is we shower them with love and unconditional support, whatever their decision might be. And when they know that they are not alone, they know that it's not only us who is with them, but obviously God Almighty is walking with them side by side. I'll share with you a thought.
Sure.
You know, we know that when the Ten Commandments came down from heaven, Moses broke them. He broke the Ten Commandments. And then he got a second set of the Ten Commandments. But we are told that in the Ark of the Covenant, when we walk with that Ark, in the Ark are the Ten Commandments, the new ones, the new Luchot HaBrit, but also the broken stone of the original ones. So as I travel around the country, I tell soldiers that are out there, unfortunately, who have lost their friends, then when they are out there in the battle, they should understand that they're not walking alone, but they're also walking with those broken stones with them. They're carrying everybody together. When these women know that they're carrying the blessing of God that decided that this specific soul is going to be entrusted with this specific beautiful, wonderful, courageous woman, she knows that it is a task that she's able to complete because she has a tremendous partner, God Almighty. Mm-hmm. And we have the privilege, honor, and pleasure to act on some points in our lives as God's outstretched arm to show that love to that woman. Every single one of them feels it.
That is just beautiful. Just beautiful. Let me ask one last question, and can we get you back sometime soon?
Absolutely, with pleasure.
Let me ask you one more question. How has the war currently changed your operation?
Well, first of all, we actually were hoping in the beginning of the war that there won't be any more abortions. Mm-hmm. So we actually stopped fundraising and we allowed the emergency services to be, you know, the focal point of fundraising for, you know, for Israeli organizations. And we were hoping that even though we're still supporting thousands of the women, I told you our packages are 24 months. So, you know, we're already committed to 2 years of support from thousands of women. We were hoping we won't have additional cases. And in fact, not only do we have additional cases, they're coming from a completely different perspective. We have, and we'll end with this, I assume we don't have much more time, but we have men on the battlefront calling us up from the battlefront, which is just unbelievable, and telling us, listen, our wives are about to have an abortion. We pressured them into that abortion. But right now, we can't imagine, now that we are fighting for our own lives, how can we now take the life of our soon-to-be new child? Wow. You have to stand there by our wives. So we're running to the wife back home, and the wife says, wait a second, my husband's driving me crazy. On the one hand, you know, for a month and a half before he went to the war, he's been pressuring me to have an abortion. And now he wants you to back out? where now I'm under pressure. I don't know, is he going to come back alive or dead? Literally, they're struggling with this. So we have increased our efforts to be there even in a more meaningful way to these women, to explain to them, listen, your husbands might be away. We are here with you when they are away fighting for us. We will stand by you and pray that they will come back strong in body and in spirit. And in the meantime, we'll be there for you so that when he comes back strong in body and in spirit, you're able to either now establish a family or increase your family if they already have children. So actually, our work has increased, believe it or not, and your support or your listeners' support is tremendously appreciated. If we can pray to the Lord and say to God, we pray that our soldiers should come back safe in body and in spirit, and that peace should reign all over the world, we will do our share to make sure that your children coming down to this earth are going to be born. We can't guarantee peace. We can't even guarantee the safety of my own son who's fighting today in the Golani Brigade. We can't. But we can guarantee a lot of God's children that are on their way to this earth, already in their mother's womb, we can guarantee that they will come here. We plead with God Almighty, make sure that our own children come back safe from the battlefield. So I pray also for the United States, for your listenership, to be able to have and enjoy the same.
Nir, you're an inspiration. Let me say to our viewers and listeners, you can go to Efrat, EFRAT.org. There's a picture of the landing page. If you feel led of the Lord to support them, get involved, EFRAT.org. Nir, you've rocked my world today. Thank you. I want to get you back. Our prayers and thoughts are with you, my friend. Thank you for being in the battle. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to this week's Focus Today podcast. Remember, you can visit our website to check out all the interviews we did this week on our daily Focus Today TV show at thedove.us. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate us and share it with your friends.